This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome to Let's Talk Big. I'm Jen Hazel, and I have with me Lucas, a student in a class of mine. Welcome,
nice
Lucas.
To be here. Thank you. So
we're going to get started today. I have a passage that I want to read you, and then we're going to kind of talk about it, okay? So it starts, for our listeners, we are on page 288, and we're going to, the first full paragraph, we have a sentence there, and then we're going to jump to the next paragraph. Hearing people turned aggressively so quickly. It's hard to imagine what the world might be like if deaf people had as short as a fuse about hearing people's inability to sign, their neglect or refusal to caption TV or held the announcements on this bus. But of course, that was their privilege, to conflate the majority with the superiority. So what are your thoughts?
Well, as somebody who's taken only two semesters of sign language, this is something we talked about a lot, was not necessarily just the biases, but the privileges that hearing people have when it comes to people who are in the deaf world. We take a lot of things for granted. Like, we can hear everything. The world's built for hearing people, kind of in the same way that's built for walking people. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, not every building has on-ramps for people with wheelchairs to get into. Not every building has elevators to be able to navigate easily. And again, you know, not every TV show you watch will have closed captioning and stuff like that. So I think that it's very interesting learning to see how deaf people have to live through the world. Mm-hmm. Not even just through having to learn sign language, which some people don't, but how different of a communication it is as a speaking. As I feel like in my experience, I see deaf people as more animated sometimes than people who speak, because not only are you, you know, using your hands to speak, you also use your face a lot. Mm-hmm. One of the things I was taught early on in my class was when you sign, the way you look at people and the way your facial expressions are used is a way you communicate. So sometimes you have a questioning face, and sometimes you have a more direct face, and I can't remember exactly because I'm rusty for sure. But when you are using like the five W's, for example, when you're asking like, I think this is who, mm-hmm. you would always need to squint because you're asking a question. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're saying your name, you would just have a more neutral tone to your expression. I kind of went off on a tangent there.
No, but actually it's super good. to think about like that, so much of that is there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we talk, like we're looking at each other and having dialogue, but mm-hmm. sometimes when you talk, you're not even looking at the person.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference for someone who can't hear if they read lips, for example, mm-hmm. because we're also making an assumption that like they would read lips, right?
Yeah.
There's many different ways mm-hmm. that someone who doesn't hear can communicate.
Right.
And a big part of that, whether they sign or read lips, would be that those facial expressions mm-hmm. to help understand. And so I think that's super, no, I think it was super awesome because you pulled in something we haven't discussed a whole bunch with some of our listeners, for some of our listeners, is talking about that idea of being really specific in how that face looked. One of the things that I always like think about with this is I want to like explore that idea of like privilege. And of course it's the person who, you know, is in power-ish that always, you know, has the privilege and isn't thinking about mm-hmm. that privilege. And you mentioned that in the beginning of when you were talking, that it's, it's like, well, the world is built for people who can hear. Mm-hmm. So what about people who can't?
Right.
And what if they did get so upset in the way, right? That would be super hard, but mm-hmm. they know they have to stay calm because somebody else isn't going to,
yeah.
which isn't necessarily okay nor fair.
Yeah.
So it's thinking about, and even though you're like, oh, I'm a little rusty, haven't taken in a while, like you still have a way that you can think about and communicate, which mm-hmm. is super awesome. Like you, and I don't know why you took the sign language, but I mean, other than I know you have to have a language, but that's the one yeah. you chose. And so you also mentioned to me before you started, like having experience working with someone who is a nonverbal autistic, mm-hmm. like that is another way that somebody else can use sign language and communicate, which you having a little bit of that might be able to do that mm-hmm. For someone like stepping in and helping if you see that
right.
or stepping in when you see someone
struggling to talk to someone else in sign language, which I wouldn't, that's one of my fears is being like an intermediary, like mm-hmm. seeing that happen and having that like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not urge, but like responsibility to be like, okay, like I know a little bit, so I could be someone that could mm-hmm. try to do this. But at the same time, I feel like I don't know it well enough that I would like misconstrue the deaf person's words or whoever's using ASL. I don't want to misconstrue the words in a way that would change the conversation. Mm-hmm. I guess.
So I think it's that, and I think that's something interesting to think about. Like, it's kind of like you're worried about this, but in some ways, you know, if you could communicate, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you have that responsibility,
yeah.
or do you have at least the responsibility to say, "I know a tiny bit. Can
yes,
you help?"
That's
in some
how
way?
I would be. Yes, I
yeah.
know a tiny bit. Right. Will you let me help you? Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll see if I can help.
Right.
Sometimes, yeah,
mm-hmm.
because it's like that's us. And like as humans, our responsibility is to leave the world a better place than we started. And
yeah.
if there is some way you can help. And I think that's super like, I think what's super awesome is that you as a student is saying, well, I know a little bit of this. Like it makes me nervous, but I could
yes.
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a kind of, yeah.
I feel somewhat responsible to help at least.
Right. Right. And like, so I think that that's something that is really like awesome for you to think about. I think what's interesting, another thing that's interesting about this is how simple some of the things are. And since you're in mass media with me this semester, I think one of the things that's so simple about this is just turning on the captions on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually really, really simple
yeah.
to be able
yeah.
to do.
The bare minimum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. It is the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But like, why is that not standard?
Mm-hmm.
We should almost be thinking about that
yeah.
being standard. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And so I think it's interesting, like, in a way, like, and even thinking about, like, announcements on a bus. And I don't know. I think a lot, it's been a hot minute since I've been on public transportation. But I think sometimes, like, if we had, like, and maybe a lot of them do have, like, the, it's been, because I said it's been a hot minute. So help me if it's been, you know, with you, but, like, if we have like a, if they have
the
a running
text bar.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Yes. And I think
I don't
a lot
think
of
everyone does.
Do.
The last time I remember seeing that was like an airport bus.
Okay.
But apart from that, like I said, I'm not on many buses, so I'm with you on that. I'm not on
yeah. So I'd have to, but you're right. Airport. I've seen it recently
yeah.
in the airport bus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's super good. But as much as I would love to talk more with you about this, we are getting the wrap up time. So we're going to have to wrap this up. But I think it's something interesting. I actually think it's something as we end class that we kind of talk about, because you will get an opportunity to see the author since it's during our class time. We're going to go see.
Cool.
And I think it'll be super awesome to be able to talk a little bit about that. So thank you so much today for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Lucas. I loved it. It was wonderful. So on behalf of myself, Jen Hazel, and Lucas, keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outkast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. owensoutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.